you know, so when we take sort of a bird's eye view at this sugya, we noted that, you know, Rashi and Radak really have a very radically different view than Ramban. Rashi and Radak will tell you that there was an isayon here, that Avram had been told, Lechacha, me'artzacha, miladetcha, mi'beis avicha, el ha'aretz asher areka, and now he was being compelled to leave. Vayhi ra'av ba'aretz, vayered Avram Mitzrayim alagur sham, he went under duress, ki chaved ha'ra'av ba'aretz. Maybe that's why, according to Rashi, he had to, you know, take out so many loans on the way down to Egypt, so he was para ha'kafosav on the way back. Avram passed the test, and as the Radak always does, he notes, Lodia kama chibato shel Avram Avinu, that despite the fact that he was being forced out of the very place, you know, that God had told him to go towards, the fact is that he didn't question, Lo hirher achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibel hakol me'ahava. This is all in keeping with the mission in Pirkei Avos, that Avram withstood all the 10 trials, Lodia kama chibato shel Avram Avinu, Alav HaShalom. That's the Radak's perspective. He'll tell you, yeah, if Avram really knew that he would be putting his own life in danger, and that he would be subjecting his wife to that, he would never would have done it because he had incomplete information. But all else being equal, you know, he did that which he was supposed to do. All of this, of course, is in marked contrast to the view of the Ramban. The Ramban tells us that Avram Avinu chata chet gadol bishgaga. Sure, he wasn't doing this with malice or intent, but the fact remains that there were two very grave failures here on the part of Avram. To go out of order in terms of the Ramban's presentation, right? First, just chronologically speaking, etzem yitziyaso min haaretz, the very fact that he left the land that God had told him to go towards, was a failure of emunah. And again, this is the first issue that the Ramban deals with, but chronologically it happened. Second, lahavi es ishto hatzadekes v'michshol avon, to expose Sarai to that kind of danger, physically and spiritually, was a profound failure on the part of Avram Avinu, and one whose consequences were truly catastrophic. Right? B'makom hachet v'haresha shama hamishpat, as the Ramban concludes, you know, the idea is that ultimately Mitzrayim would be the location where ultimately the Jewish people would have to suffer, and we know the Ramban's whole development at that point, the Masa Avos Simon Labanim, Avram goes down because of a Ra'av, and Yaakov and his sons will go down because of a Ra'av, and there will be an attempt on the part of the Egyptians to take the women and to kill the men, as we read this past Shabbos, Kol HaBen HaYiloda Yoretashlichu V'Chol HaBas T'Chayun, just like Avram V'Hargu Osiv Osach Yechayu. And then Vayinaga Hashem es Paro Negoim Gidolim ves Beso will be parallel to Od Nega Achad Obi Al Paro Ve'al Mitzrayim. The idea of Achrei Chen Yetzu Berchosh Gadol, the fact that the Jewish people will leave with great wealth, will parallel Avram Kaved Me'od, that Avram was really the recipient of much wealth in Egypt. And finally, the idea of the Levoy, of the escort, the Ramban says in all five ways, it's parallel, but be that as it may, the catastrophic consequences of Avram sinning in the context of Egypt are related to Shibud Mitzrayim. So if all that is true, then perhaps we can answer the question that we laid out, final question, as to why Avram is retracing his steps. Vayelech lemasa'av minegev ve'ad beis el. Ela makom asher natasham aholobet batchila ben beis el vein ai el makom amizbeach asher asasham varishona vayikra sham Avram b'shem Hashem. Why is Avram retracing his steps? A and B. Why did the Torah need to describe the very same place in two completely different ways? Ela makom asher natasham aholobet batchila. In addition to el makom Hamizbeach. So perhaps we might suggest that according to the Ramban himself doesn't say this, but that Yehuda, according to the Ramban, what's really going on here is literally and more figuratively a process of tshuva. again, what were Avram's two sins? One involved him and his wife, and the other one was a crack, a fissure in his sense of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe it's not redundant at all, but the Torah describes the place that Avram came to, Shimshi, first, Ela Makom Asher Natasham Aloba Tchila. What does that relate to? Of course, right? Remember, Vayet Sham Ohalo, Ohaloksiv, first he was able to pitch Sarai's tent, and then his own tent, and then El Mikom HaMizbeach, but he also, wasn't just a matter of repairing what happened between him and Sarai, but it was also a matter of repairing a failure of Bitachon. He had to return to the Mizbeach. And maybe now we can take matters just half a step further. Remember, Rashi was mistapik. He was just uncertain as to what the pasuk really meant when it says, El Mikom HaMizbeach Asher Asa Sham Barishona Vayikra Sham Avram B'Shem Hashem. Is he called B'Shem Hashem now? Or does the pasuk really mean that that was the place that when he built it, he was Kori B'Shem Hashem? Maybe for the Ramban, we could say that very ambiguity is significant. Meaning that, yeah, Avram is Kori B'Shem Hashem now, but he's Kori B'Shem Hashem now precisely as he did when he first arrived there. The tshuva process is complete. The tshuva process is sincere. The tshuva process is successful. And so in this respect, even though the Ramban didn't say this explicitly, he didn't say any of this, I'm just extending his idea. In this respect, I think what we can really say is that Avram, you know, Masa Avo Simon Levanim, you know, Avram was Poreitz Derech in terms of the process of tshuva. That he felt that if going down to Egypt literally was a Yerida, and not just in a geographic sense, Vayered Avram Mitzrayim Alagur Sham, but if it represented a chait gadol, be it one dishkaga, but a chait gadol, and really two chataim, then Avram really needed to repair. And the way to do that wasn't by running away from what happened, but retracing his steps exactly and getting back to that original space, quite literally, where he had commenced his proclamation and declaration of ethical monotheism in Eretz Canaan. If that's true, then the first four psukim of Perek Yud Gimel are a remarkable indication of Avram's spiritual greatness, specifically for the Ramban. Because as we spoke about, and this was, you know, Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, right, learning about the some of the failures does not in any way whatsoever indicate that these individuals have been compromised. But on the contrary, you know, when we learn that there are human beings who, you know, the vast, vast, vast majority of the time make the right decisions, they weren't, on autopilot, they could make mistakes. So then when they, like Avram here, takes the time to retrace his steps, to correct all of the things that went wrong, his relationship with Sarai, after the experience with Paro, his relationship with Hashem himself, and I would say his relationship at a third level with the land of Israel, all of those things are brought into repair. I think that's becomes a uniquely compelling reading of these psukim, one that could only be relevant, of course, for the Ramban, for Rashi and the Radak, who don't believe that there is any mistake here whatsoever. So, you know, you're not going to read this psukim as psukim of tshuva, and you'll need some other explanation as to why it's vayelech lemasa'av. You know, it will be, either he has to pay off his debts, or, you know, it's melame derech eretz, olam al yeshana adam me'achsan yeshalo. You'll need different forms and alternative explanations. But according to the Ramban, who believes that there was really a failure here, reading retracing of steps as a process of tshuva, I think becomes a uniquely elegant way of considering the beginning of Perek.